The district chief executive for Gusau, Alassane Fuseni, says calm has returned to the district following recent killing of Fulani herdsmen. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the DCE says the security services have intensified their search for the remaining ones who are at large. He added that burial of those who died have also been postponed due to a visit by some Burkina-based delegates. He spoke to Mary Atule.
We have the security still coming around for some of the Fulanis who were not able to make their way to the Tubushigu township. But the military and the combined forces of military and the police, they are still on the search out for the remaining Fulanis who might have been trapped within the Konkomba villages or the villages that were attacked. And so that is the situation now. Right now we have about 525 refugees Fulanis who are with us.
Those dead, are they buried?
Yes, yesterday the pathologist was there. They are not yet been buried. What is happening is that we had delegation from the Burkina embassy, that is the vice consular of Burkina Faso, was in the district to have a first-hand information. We have the most of these Fulanis come from neighboring countries, particularly like Burkina Faso and the likes. So they were there and questions were raised. So right now, I've just briefed my minister. We had a meeting with the Fulani leadership and they agreed that today the bodies will be buried. But the consular disagreed with them and they are yet to have some consultation with the embassy there through my minister. And so I've just briefed my minister on the issue.
Would you have an idea when they will be buried?
We don't know yet. That is what I'm saying, that they are supposed to have been buried. We concluded our agreement to bury the dead today. As of yesterday, that was the agreement with the Fulani herdsmen. The ambassador of Burkina Faso sent his vice to Gusau to have a first-hand information on the ground. And upon his visit, he realized that most of the victims belong to Burkina Faso. And so he was dead upon consultations with the embassy there. We were told not to do the burial today for further consultations with the Minister of Foreign Affairs through my regional minister. That is what we are grappling with now. What we only want to assure the public is that calm has since returned. They have no killings, and when there is an attack, we'll let the public know.
DCE of Gusau, Alassane Fuseni, talking to Mary Atule.